We'll have to call the infrastructure meeting to order.
We're at that corner.
And thank you.
So, even Kevin, we got it.
And thanks everyone for coming this evening. It's our monthly infrastructure meeting. I think we missed last month, but so we called it tonight. Got a few questions. First of all, old business is our monthly infrastructure update. Mark provides us, and I'll let him come up and provide that information to us. For those in the crowd, the questions we ask are simple. We just want to know the number of roads paved, the name, locations, a number of bridges or culverts that may be replaced throughout the county, any new miles of new roads accepted into the county road system, any critical issues that might need to be addressed by the county. So that just gives the judge's office an opportunity to address the court, and if he needs any assistance from us, we can provide that.
Okay.
Mark,
please.
Thank you.
Well, I want to kind of have a disclaimer here, but this second page is, we got some new mapping and got trained on it today.
Okay.
And we'll do reports, so I had to put this stuff in, and it doesn't have the dollar marks on it yet.
Okay.
Because I
got
to look that up, some previous stuff, but this is the paving that we've done in the last, well, since we last met.
Okay, excellent.
A couple of them were our chip seal roads, and I'll give you the total footage.
And for those in the crowd, the chip sealing is a lot cheaper than laying down asphalt, and a lot of times we do that in the more rural areas of the county where there's not as much traffic, but it provides a lot, you know, a good road base without having to spend too much money. So.
Yeah, so we chip sealed Diamond Drive up near Twin Groves, and Crown Cove is a little old bitty cove that comes off of Diamond Drive, I'm sorry. And then we chip sealed South Barrel Road off of Jones Road up there. It's about a mile there. And then the rest of them are asphalt projects.
Mark, one question. Does the county actually do this chip seal itself? We have
yes.
a machine that we do
yes.
that. We get the rock and everything.
Yes. We've got a machine that at South Barrel had one layer of chip seal chipped on it years ago and it failed. So we've got a machine that will go in there and grind that up, mix it all up. Then our setup crew comes in and puts water and sets it all up. Then we'll shoot the oil and the chips. And when everything's going right, it's a beautiful process. You're laying that oil down, that chipper's right behind it.
Right.
And that's you know, our budget at all. Let's see. Beaver Ridge is up off of Ackland Gap. Katy Lane is off of West Prince Street out here. Actually runs between Prince and Dave Ward, right nearly to the river. Kirby Drive. Got it on there twice. Kirby Drive, Nixon, Wilcox, and Wineglass are all at Spring Hill, just west of the convenience store there. It runs off Elliott Road over to Brannon. And Oak Creek Drive is another one that's off of the Ackland Gap. Old Military Road, we did Old Military Road, Round Mountain Road from the intersection of Old Military, Rocky Gap, we did Round Mountain back. It's about 2.2 miles where we had done the rest of it from the other direction a couple years ago. And we've got Rocky Gap. Sturgis Road, we overlaid it from city limits down to the intersection there where Scenic Hill starts and Round Mountain starts. It was in pretty bad shape. Wineglass Road is in that same area at Spring Hill. Road and bridge. We installed approximately 110 culverts too during this last period. We finished on Qualls Road widening. We widened Qualls Road and raised it up. Cleared right there on the sides. Raised it up where water wouldn't run across again. Had a couple of tests and held pretty good.
So in the past, the culverts that were installed, are these replacements or are they new installs?
They're replacements, yeah. A lot of these these roads that we're paving, we change out the culverts in front of them because they're 99.9% on the bottom to rot it out, so it's just going to be a matter of time when they start sinking and you have to start cutting the asphalt. It's a little more expensive that way.
A few weeks ago, we actually had a large culvert on 36 fail between Enola and Naylor, and they had to shut the state highway down and dug that out and detour for a day or so and put a nice one back in. So yeah. We don't want those rotting out.
Mm-hmm. That's,
it'd be dangerous.
Let's see what else we got. Clinton Mountain Road, that should be. It's off of 225 on Clinton mm-hmm. Mountain Road right there at McGinnytown.
Mm-hmm.
We redid that bridge, built a new bridge there. Our bridge crew did that. They actually poured the bridge tops. We've got a form at the shop that we pour 16 or 20 foot bridge tops. So they made that bridge a little longer and wider. Ritchie Lane and Ridge Drive bridges are complete. Traffic flowing over. Ritchie's down south of Bologna, off the Big Oak Mountain, and then Ridge Drive is at Spring Hill. It runs over the Wilson Bottoms Road from Nature Creek.
We don't have any wooden bridges left, do we?
There's one wooden bridge left up on, it's up off of Old Springfield Road. It's just a little old bitty. And we've still got some concrete bridges, a few of them, that have wooden supports under them. So, but they still hold it. Let's see. During the river flood incident, we provided sand and bags for approximately 250,000 sandbags. That doesn't include the big super bag we filled up that the National Guard used to fly over and fill in the levee where it was trying to breach. The sandbags, the smaller one, we delivered them to distribution points around the river and Lake Conway. About the time the river started falling down, well, Lake Conway was still coming up, so we kind of moved from one to the other. And now we have gone back and we picked up a lot of those sandbags. Plus, we picked up the people's debris that have structural damage to their house, and they clean it all out. They bring it to the right away, and we pick that up and carry it to landfills. FEMA will pay us for doing that. They'll reimburse us about 85% of our costs on that.
Is there a use for those sandbags that were not contaminated, that weren't used and actually used to stop water?
A lot of people dump them and, you know, in their yards mm-hmm. and what have you. But we didn't get many of those back. All okay. the ones we got were contaminated.
Okay.
And we put them in the landfill. I have seen some house trailers that are underpinned with them, though.
So just stop
in. People do have some uses for them. Let's see. Also, during this time, we monitored the levee, and we barricaded the roadways in the affected areas. But once again, FEMA will reimburse us for a big portion of those costs. And we repaired or built three emergency egress routes for residents stranded by flooded roadways. It was, all three of them were down the Mayflower area. River Ridge, which runs off of Easterwood, private property owner let us cut through, and it comes out over on Lolly Road. And then we had one, Sullivan Road, that runs off of Lolly Road,
mm-hmm.
you can go through to Rocky Top. So a lady let us build through there. And we had one more was Winter Creek. Those people in Winter Creek were flooding in, so we got them way out through the shelter. So that's kind of what we've been doing the last couple of months.
That's been a lot of work.
A lot of work.
Was there a lot of overtime during that period for the road show?
Yes, there was.
Good. Has the judge come back to us yet for any extra money for that, or are you guys okay?
No, we had to move a little around in our budget in the overtime.
Yeah.
We had to break our overtime down into there's time and a half that's not overtime, like legally you have to work a full 40 hours a week, but if it's a disaster, we can pay them time and a half. It's not overtime. But anyway, yeah, should get 85% of that reimbursement.
Any other questions for Mark?
Yeah, Mark, one question I would have. Would it be possible to get the year-to-date totals for, like, how many miles of asphalt we've done and chip and seal maybe put on here? Because the monthly information is really good, but just kind of help us, give us an overview of everything. Can we get that on there as well as for the culverts, how many we've done for the year-to-date?
Right, total.
Yeah. That would be awesome if you could do it. Appreciate you.
Where we stand right now in August, how are we going to be able to meet the goals we had to pave all the roads, or are we a little bit behind due to
rain? We're a little bit behind because of the flooding. Right. If we have a good dry fall, we'll be able
to meet. Okay. Questions? All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate
all right.
It.
Thank you.
All right. Next item on the agenda, pick some questions for OEM. Were there any, Ms. Sheila, were you guys able to apply for mitigation?
We are,
okay.
Yes.
Excellent. Where do we stand on that at this point?
The deadline for people to submit notice of intent is September 1st, so we won't know until after then if we've been awarded any of the money.
Oh, really? Okay. How many people at this point do we have signed up, do you know?
We have 12 homes looking at acquisition, and we have 6 residents looking for mitigation money for elevation of their homes and 2 road bridge projects.
Okay, thank you. I know that, a few weeks ago I saw FEMA. They've set up, in Mayflower, they've set up at Home Depot. I'm not sure if they're still at Home Depot, but they were still waiting for people to come and sign up. So if you know of anybody that needs assistance, please let them know. Deadline is fast approaching. Any other questions? Okay. All right. New business. Next item is the request for information we submitted. I think we actually submitted it back in April, and then due to the flood and everything, we're just now getting to the point where we can actually address it. So, Counselor, were you able to gather any of the information for us, or
as far as property that the county owns?
Yeah, we had a list of questions, and for those in the audience, here the list of questions was: how much land does the county own? We'd like to know the location and the amount of acreage. With that, is there a maintenance plan for the buildings owned by the county? Are there any federal, state, municipal, or private sector tenants or county authorized grantees, entities occupying warehouse, office, or any other space in any of the Faulkner County owned properties? If so, the name of that entity, and do they pay rent, and does that rent go to Faulkner County General Fund? The other question was the tax ID or parcel number for all the county owned land. That was the question. Next question was, is there a county ordinance or state statute that defines which Faulkner County entity is responsible for maintaining county buildings? And if so, please provide the requested documentation. For those in the audience.
This should answer all the questions that you have.
Okay.
Due to flooding, bronchitis, putting a child in his dorm for the first time ever, and a variety of other things, this is still in one big file, and I haven't answered all the questions specifically. Anybody on the committee is more than welcome, obviously, to come and go through this file and see all the information as it's in there. But like I said, I haven't yet gone through and tried to take the time to compile all the specific answers to specific questions from this file. But that's everything that you're looking for.
Okay. Are there any of the questions that you can just answer right off the top of your head?
Any one at a time.
Amount of land the county owns?
Amount, I don't know. We've got
acreage.
I've got all the property cards here, and obviously we could just add those up, but I don't know what that would be off the top of my head.
Counselor, do you happen to have the property ID number since you have that information there handy?
Property ID numbers are right there.
The parcel card.
Yes. Yes, that's all the property cards right there. Faulkner County Library, I can list them for you, and you can, if you're familiar with these places, you can get an idea in your head. But Faulkner County Library, the New Court Building and Jail, the Juvenile Courtroom, I think that probably refers to the church over here. There's another file for the church building. Behind the Natural Resource Center, we own that property that's behind the Natural Resource Center. It's not really the Natural Resource Center anymore. It's the part of
Antioch.
Thank you. We have the coroner's building at 3150 Cimarron Park we bought just a year or so ago. Data processing building, 1318 Oak Street. I don't know whether we, I don't think we own that anymore, but we did. Greenbrier, Faulkner County Library, we own that. We own the museum building over here. We got a lease on that. Faulkner County Health Unit. I think we own the real estate for the Faulkner County Health Unit, and the city owns the building, perhaps. Storage unit off Middle Road. Hot Check Building is the over here. CID house, that was the property that has been torn down as part of the new Justice Building property now. Maintenance building is over here. New parking lot, Robinson and Faulkner, is this corner over here beside the tax assessor's real estate office. New parking lot 2 of 2 over there beside the maintenance building. Road department on Beaver Fork Road, you're familiar with that. Assessor's real estate office over here. OEM 911. Probably know where that is. Circuit Clerk's building over there. Veterans and Maintenance. That way. Victim Services. Victim Services building. I think that's the one that the CAC is in right now. So that is a nonprofit that's renting the Faulkner County space. I think they are interested in buying that property, as in they would like to build on it, and so that's something that I need to talk to the judge about. West U.S. Interstate 40, North Brandon Landing Road. That's the Public Facilities Board, and so that's over towards Mayflower and an office space that they use. This courthouse that we're standing in, that I'm standing in. Road department. We have lots and lots of little strips of land that are owned by Faulkner County as roadbeds. I wouldn't imagine that you would be interested in me totaling all those up, because there's
Yeah. I've been through that. It's a massive, it's a huge project.
There's lots of spaces.
You want to tackle it.
No. There's lots of spaces where people own to the center line of the road. There's also lots of spaces where people own to the easement that Faulkner County has, and then the Faulkner County actually owns the roadbed. And so that's all over the place. It's not necessarily set out in deed. Sometimes it's set out in plat. Sometimes it's set out in deed. Sometimes it's just done in court orders, where we take control of that piece of property and it is deemed public road. Not public road. That wouldn't be our property necessarily, but county maintained road would generally be called our property. Sometimes it's done by deed. Sometimes it's done by plat. And so it's not necessarily something you can just look up all the deeds for.
May I follow up on that?
Please.
When I say we don't really want to tackle it at this point, it's worth going after at some point in the near future because there should be some marketability for those roads that were never developed with the county. And a lot of those roads could have some value to sell to adjacent property owners.
Sure. Sure. And sometimes
it's worth looking at and reviewing and looking at the marketability of that property. I mean, that property to see did the joint property owner buy it? Roads never developed.
Sometimes we just abandon that to a property owner or to a subdivision for use of a road. And sometimes, yes, it is marketable and sellable to the neighboring property owners to add a few feet to their property. So, next question.
You got your breath yet?
No, I won't for another few weeks.
Maintenance plan on the buildings?
No idea. Not my category, not my circus.
An ordinance, do we have an ordinance that states and defines what county entity is responsible for maintaining the county buildings?
Not necessarily, no. There's not a specific ordinance that defines that so much as different departments will have things built into their budget to maintain their building. So sometimes, you know, obviously the county judge is the custodian of all the county property. So there is a sort of a blanket answer that the county judge is the custodian of all the county building. And if you use that generalization, you can always come back and say, yes, who's in charge of maintaining this building? The county judge is. The problem with that is that with some county buildings, they're, as I understand it, and this is not my area, but as I understand it, their budget, they have money budgeted for maintenance of their own building. If you take the health department, for example, we do some maintenance on it, but like I said, my best recollection is that we own the real estate and the city owns the building, or maybe vice versa. And so we and the city always have a little bit of a conversation, to put it mildly, when we have maintenance issues there. Sometimes we do it, sometimes the city does it, because that's a dually owned situation, and that's what the statute calls for. And the people that work in Little Rock don't always understand the ground workings of what it takes to do things when they say two different people own something. So, no, there's not a blanket maintenance rule for all buildings so much as it's determined by department and by building.
Thank you. Good. I see Ms. Lewis is here. Ms. Lewis, if I may, I'd like to ask you a question about, we're just talking about roads and roads that have not been developed by the county. There's literally sitting there as kids, but they are marked.
Right.
Marked as county property. Are you able, with your database, to go through and search and pull out a listing of all those roads that have not been developed?
The problem with Faulkner County, and we tried to do this before, is if you just enter the search screen, Faulkner County, it's not going to show you Faulkner County. It's going to show you everything that's got Faulkner County in the label. So it's going to pull up anything named Faulkner County. It's hard to just narrow down everything Faulkner County owns very quickly, because you have to take out everything that's got the word Faulkner in it.
And it doesn't. Oh, I'm sorry.
But when he first came, that's what I was telling Sally today, I was trying to gather this information. When he first came, he took it upon himself to get every deed, every legal description, every property card, every map, and every parcel number of everything Faulkner County had way before anybody wanted to know about it, just so that when they did. So, yes, it's in there. We've done the research. It took a while, but it's in there. So we could find those and look them up. A lot of them, if I recall, a lot of them are like 0.04, 0.10, 0.12. I mean, it may be valuable, but you're not going to get anything 5 acres, 10 acres that the county's going to sell and make a lot of money. They're all little, like he said, they're tiny strips that were literally 30 foot wide by whatever foot long.
30 foot is pretty substantial for some people.
Well, yeah. I
mean, not all of them are 30 foot, though. Right. That's the point. Some of them are a little sliver of where it used to be 30 foot, and then somebody bought this, and somebody bought this, and we have 0.4 feet, and not all that even shows up on the assessor's records because it's just not named as anybody's ownership now.
Right, and it's hard to do those because they're tax exempt.
Right.
So, like, when he wants to know value of the county, we don't every reappraisal cycle, we're not going out and keeping up the market value of the county-owned buildings because they're tax-exempt and they have been forever. So there's not a reason to go and find out what they're worth in the market, usually, because they didn't pay taxes like this building's 1874 when the county came. No, obviously, what are you going to comp this to? So we do have a parcel in the form, yes, though. And they are identified on the map for the areas we have mapped. But like you know, Love and Mayflower's not mapped. Round Lake Conway's not mapped. So there's legal descriptions for them, though, that can be mapped.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? All right. Council, we'll schedule another meeting for next month and just go over a few of the items that we weren't able to discuss tonight. And
perhaps I'll be reading by then.
Use some time to boil down that folder. Okay. So, any other questions before we motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Sorry.